tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's foreign minister says officials from the foreign ministry and military are going to Russia Wednesday to discuss potential solutions to the conflict in Syria. The announcement comes just a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would work toward restoring full relations with Turkey, but cautioned that rebuilding trade ties will be time-consuming. Bilateral relations were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane last November along the border with Syria. The U.S. Department of Justice released a scathing report Wednesday on the police department in the eastern city of Baltimore, Maryland. The head of the department's Civil Rights Division, Vanita Gupta, says investigators uncovered a pattern of police violating the constitutional rights of people.
We conclude that there is reasonable cause to believe that BPD engages in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the Constitution and federal anti-discrimination law. BPD engages in a pattern or practice of making unconstitutional stops, searches, and arrests, using enforcement strategies that produce severe and unjustified disparities in the rates of stops, searches, and arrests of African Americans.
Baltimore's police commissioner is vowing to make the necessary changes to improve the department and build trust among residents of the city. Fire raced through a maternity ward at a Baghdad hospital overnight Tuesday, killing 12 premature babies. An advisor to the Iraqi Health Ministry said 8 babies rescued suffered no injuries. Government officials said the initial investigation shows the fire is electrical related. This is VOA News. The United States is painting a bleak portrait of religious freedom around the world, particularly condemning some Islamic societies that have adopted laws that harsh